WOOC correspondent Andrew Lynn here. This past Sunday, November 4th, I got a chance to head up to Ida Lake in the east side neighborhood of Troy with my kiddo Hazel Moon. Put our kayak into the water for a bit of a bittersweet adventure. As you'll hear, people had gathered on the lake in boats to paddle around and explore the really amazing ecology up there. Ecology that is about to change as the dam that creates the lake is failing and is likely to be removed in the coming weeks. So I'm here with Anasha Cummings, who is in a kayak in the Post and Kill. How are you doing today, Anasha?
Hey, Andrew. Doing well. Beautiful day out here on the Post and Kill.
So just describe a little bit where we are and what you know about the potential demolition or changing of the of the landscape here.
So, yeah, we're on the Post and Kill just above the Mount Ida Dam, which creates Belden Pond, also known as Ida Lake. It's a beautiful habitat that's built up over years of the dam being here. But unfortunately, we recently got the news that the dam has cracked in a couple points, and the engineers are concerned about it collapsing with ice flow next year. And so they are going to take some temporary actions to mitigate that, which will result in the draining of the pond for now. We're out here today sort of enjoying and making sure that people are aware of the resource that it provides, with aim towards exploring, whether it's worth the cost of rebuilding that dam. Both for the natural habitats that it creates and for the recreational.
Next, I spoke with Mark, who lives just above the dam.
I'm Mark Heffernan. I live on the Post and Kill Creek with my wife, Monica, and we just bought this house in April. And I have read the engineering reports that say that the city has to demolish the dam. And I, having an engineering background myself, I do believe that they do have to do something to relieve the pressure behind the dam, because there is a chance that it would fail in an uncontrolled way, and that would not be good. But the part that I am interested in changing or working with the city is that they have a plan to demolish the dam in the coming weeks, but they have no consequent plan with regard to the ultimate future of this waterway. They don't have plans to rebuild the dam, and amongst plans to possibly rebuild the dam, there is also a thought of allowing the Post and Kill to assume its natural flow, which there's a lot of sentiment about as far as, removing dams and allowing rivers to assume their natural flow. But here in an urban center, I have concern about that, because this stream assuming its natural flow leaves Ida Lake, which is 9 acres of open water, as vacant land. And the concern, there is a concern about potential of development, but also I think that there is great potential that if this dam is rebuilt in proper way with an adjustable floodgate, that it can be used to modulate the flow of the Post and Kill and relieve some of the water in Ida Lake prior to a known storm event. And Ida Lake can function as an important stormwater catchment basin to reduce the flood loads on the lower Post and Kill Canal, which would affect hundreds of residents in South Troy and along Ida Street and Canal Street.
Another neighbor, Yael, was present, and she shared some of her thoughts too.
My name is Yael RL. I think the main question would be what happens after they figure out the different alternatives. And what's quite shocking to me about this this part of the city is that you're probably a minute away from traffic and you're deep in nature. You're in immersed in an ecosystem that's unbelievable. You can just paddle for a minute and you're in Wonderland. and that's just such a unique moment. I haven't seen it anywhere that I've lived before.
Thanks for listening. So that was a few voices from the flotilla of sorts that explored Ida Lake on Sunday, November 4th. I want to thank Mark and Monica for being gracious hosts. They had some snacks out for people who were boating around the lake and everyone who turned out. It was a really cool exploration, and we'll see what happens in the coming weeks. If you are concerned or have strong opinions about these matters, you should check out what's going on. I think there's some information on the city website, and look out for any upcoming meetings where you might want to make your voice heard. Once again, this is Andrew Lin for WOOC in Troy, New York.